This happened 2 years ago now. I went shopping at a very large mall that's fairly close to where I live. I had been there many times before and was mostly familiar with it. It was a weekend when I was there, and there were countless other people. I parked in a parking garage and then was inside the mall shopping for several hours. I got quite a few different things. So after I was finally done shopping, I started to head out of the mall. By this time, it was probably about 4 or 5 p.m. Things were much quieter now, but still a decent amount of other people were there. I left the mall to go back to my car in the parking garage. I remember that I had parked on like the fourth level. When I arrived at my vehicle, which was parked up against one end, there were not as many cars around as before. But I noticed something on my vehicle that seemed strange. I walked closer, and I realized that there were multiple photographs taped to my car. Some were on the windshield, and others were on the side windows. In total, there was probably 10 photographs. I was very confused at first, and had no idea who would have done this. Then I actually looked at the pictures. Most of them were of me, and they were taken that same day as I shopped in the mall. Many of the pictures appeared to be taken at a distance, and some of them were zoomed in a decent amount. One of them was taken just feet away from me, and the person had clearly been walking directly behind me. It sent a shiver down my spine. I took all the pictures off of my car, then looked around the parking garage. All of a sudden, I was paranoid that I was being watched. I didn't notice anybody, but there were many possible hiding places. Then I got inside my car and locked the doors. I started looking at the pictures again. This was extremely creepy. I thought back to my time in the mall and tried to remember seeing anything strange. I really couldn't though, there were so many people there. It would have probably been pretty easy to take pictures of people without them knowing. I really had no idea who had done this or why, but I decided to just leave. As I drove out of the parking garage, there were not too many other cars driving around, but there were some coming and going. When I was descending down to get to the ground level, a car showed up behind me. After leaving the parking garage, I drove down this road near the mall. Then I got onto a ramp to go onto the highway. The only reason I noticed the car behind me doing the same thing was because it was following really close. And that's when I got suspicious that maybe it was the person who had been taking the photos. Of course, I also thought that maybe I was just being really paranoid. By now, there were lots of other cars on the road because this was a major highway. Still, I kept an eye on it. The car behind me was a kind of SUV, and it maintained a close distance. I continued with the drive for a while, which was to go on this highway for about 10 minutes. Then I would get off on an exit close to the city that I lived in. On the highway, nothing changed, but there was nothing too crazy about that. When I took the exit off the highway, though, the car behind me also did. That's when I got really nervous. They had to be following me. So it seemed like someone, for some reason, was stalking me. I looked in my mirror, but could not really tell who was driving. I didn't have a good enough view. So now that I was off the highway, I was less than 5 minutes from my house, but I knew I couldn't go there. That's when I decided to drive to the police station. I wasn't sure off the top of my head where the nearest one was, so I put in the maps on my phone to get directions. The station wasn't too far away, so I followed the directions there. The car behind me followed as well, all the way up until the street before the police station. Then it stopped. I drove there, parked, and then went inside with all the pictures and reported everything that happened. I gave a description of the car, but I didn't get the license plate and couldn't tell the exact model of the car. I felt stupid for not taking better notes of those things. There was not a whole lot that could be done. After that, I went home. I was paranoid for the next few days, thinking this person somehow knew where I lived. But I was not bothered again. I even went back to that mall a couple of weeks later, and nothing happened. To this day, I don't know how to explain it. Maybe it was somebody's idea of an elaborate joke. I just hope that nothing like this ever happens again. I have a really bizarre story to tell. It happened a few months back. So, there was this wedding coming up that I was going to with my wife. We were guests, and I had to go to a tailor for my suit. Obviously, I had no idea what tailor I was supposed to go to, but I remembered my wife told me that she knew of one that her family had been going to for years. That was fine with me, so the next evening after work, I stopped by. Now, on this day, I worked particularly late, which is something that occasionally happens. It was like 8 p.m. and dark outside. I put in the address to the tailor and followed it. When I arrived, I was in the parking lot of this old, run-down-looking mall. There were hardly any other cars in the entire parking lot. At first, I thought that this had to be a mistake. Then, I looked on the map again, and it showed that the tailor was inside of the mall. I was already thinking of how I was going to tease my wife for having me stop at this abandoned-looking mall. It said they were open, though, so I got out of my car and walked inside. When I first got in the mall, it was a very strange feeling, because the place was literally 90% abandoned. There were hardly any lights on, and there were countless closed-up stores. Most of them were completely empty, but a few still had their signs up and some things inside. As you could guess, there was not a single other person in sight. I was even wondering myself if I was supposed to be in here. So I started walking the hallways looking for the tailor shop. As I was walking, I remember I passed by this one store. It looked to be a clothing store, at least that's what it used to be. It was closed, and it looked like it had only been closed for maybe the past year. I could see that there was still some merchandise inside, but it was messy and stuff. But I also noticed that the door to the store was propped open. I figured maybe they were in the process of clearing it out or something, but as I was looking and passing it by, I saw somebody was actually inside of the store. It was a man who was wearing jeans and a hooded sweatshirt. I remember that he was passing by the giant window, and then he looked over and he saw me. Then, after looking in my direction, he quickly turned and literally ran out of my view. I was now thinking that he was not supposed to be in there or something. What he was doing, I didn't know. I didn't really care either. I kept walking and I just ignored it. I turned and went down another hallway that was mostly abandoned as well. But finally, at the end of this, there was one sign lit up and in working order that said Taylor, so I walked to the end and entered the store. It was in fact open and in business. I honestly couldn't believe it. So I went inside and I got my measurements and stuff and was in the store for maybe 10 to 15 minutes. Then I left and it was time to walk back through the quiet mall to leave. I went down the first hallway and then I turned into the next one. Now I was in the main first hallway that led out to the parking lot. I remember as I was passing by one of the clothing stores again, I saw that the door was still propped open, and the guy who I had seen before was still there. This time, he was looking right at me from the other side of the window. I thought that it was weird how he was just staring at me, but I ignored it and I passed him by. Then, right after I had passed the store, I heard the door opening and then footsteps. I didn't look back, but as I kept going, I heard the footsteps walking in my direction behind me. For some reason, this guy was now leaving the store and walking behind me. Was he following me? I didn't know. He did not say anything, and neither did I. I kept walking, and I soon reached the exit doors. The man was walking probably about 30 or 40 feet behind me. When I was going through the doors, it sounded like the man behind me was starting to speed up. After I got outside, I looked behind just for a second, and I saw the man fling the doors open at a fast speed. Right after seeing that, I just started sprinting for my car. When I started to run, I heard the man behind me starting to run as well. I went as fast as I could, and luckily, I have decent speed. When I reached my car, I stopped, got out the keys as fast as possible, and hit unlock over and over. Then I grabbed the door, opened it, got inside, and slammed it shut. After I had locked the door, the man reached it probably 2 or 3 seconds later. When he reached my door and tried to open it, I was starting my engine. He punched at the window twice before I was able to drive off. Luckily, it didn't break. I left and then called the cops when I got on the road. I reported what happened and was honestly very confused myself as to what had even took place. I went home and told my wife all about the event. Looking back, I really don't know why that man went after me. I'm guessing he was trying to rob me and was maybe trying to steal from the abandoned store as well. Since this happened, I joked with my wife for a long time how she sent me to an abandoned mall to get robbed. I did return to the mall to go to the tailor again, but I went much earlier in the day and was fine. But this remains one of the scariest moments of my life. I work at this small perfume store in a large mall. This mall has literally hundreds of stores inside of it. The store that I work at is one of the smaller ones, and it only requires one employee at a time. We sell all kinds of perfumes, as well as a few skin products. Our store is open until the time the mall closes, which is 8 p.m. So one time, I was working at the store until 8, and I would be by myself for the shift. Normally, the store is pretty quiet. Sometimes if the mall is really busy, we'll get a lot of customers, but usually there are not that many people in the store at once. I was sitting behind the counter, which faced directly to the entrance and a large window on either side of the entrance doors. The day went by as usual for the most part. We got some customers here and there, but it was mostly quiet. At probably like 5 or 6 o'clock though, something strange happened. I remember that nobody was in the store at that particular time, and I was just sitting behind the counter. Then I noticed this man walking past the store, and he was wearing this creepy looking mask. It was not quite a clown mask, but it looked sort of similar. He turned and then looked into the window at me and pressed his face up against the glass. It was quite creepy, but I figured it to be a joke and I laughed it off. He stayed at the window for an uncomfortable amount of time, probably over a minute. Then he finally stopped and walked a distance away. Before he passed by the store completely though, he stopped again and then looked in once more. He stared for a little while, before finally turning and walking away. It was very weird. Over the next hour or so, I got a few more customers and we made a few sales. People would walk past the shop down the mall hallway all the time, but the later it got, the quieter it became. Then, at about 7 o'clock, I saw the man again. He walked past the shop once more and did not stop, but turned and looked at me as he passed by. It was very interesting. And I didn't really know what this guy was doing walking around the mall like that. I figured that he was probably messing with a lot of people and trying to get a reaction out of them. I didn't see the man for the rest of the time that we were open though. Then, at 8 o'clock, I went over to the entrance and I closed our two glass doors and then locked them. After that, I just had to finish up by doing a few things, and then I could leave for the night. I went back to the counter and would be able to leave in probably 5 minutes. As I was behind the counter though, I saw that the man was back. The same guy, still wearing his creepy mask. He stopped right in front of the two doors and started to stare at me. Then he came to the doors and tried opening them, but they were locked. After that, he started to walk away. I figured that he was leaving the mall. After all, it was now closed, and no stores inside would be open anymore. The man did not go out of my sight though. Instead, when he reached the end of the store, he turned around and walked back. Then he kind of started pacing back and forth in front of the shop and looking in at me almost the entire time. I tried my best to ignore him. Soon though, I was done with work and I wanted to leave, but I really didn't want to leave with this guy out front. I was hoping that he would just go away, but he didn't. After several more minutes with him still there, I was starting to get impatient. I hoped that one of the mall security guards would see him and tell him that he had to go. By now, he was probably one of the last people left in the mall, if not the last. He continued to stand around and look at me every so often. Sometimes he would pace around a little, but he would never move out of my sight. It was like he was just waiting for me to leave because he knew that I was off now, but I wasn't going to. I didn't know who this guy was or what he was capable of doing. Before, I figured him to be harmless, but now I wasn't so sure. This went on for several more minutes. Then, finally, I saw one of the mall security guards come into my view in front of the store. He started speaking to the man. I couldn't really hear what was being said exactly. I could just really hear their voices. Not long at all after they started speaking, the masked man started walking away and went out of sight. The security guard followed. There was not too much of an interaction, and most likely the guard was just telling him that the mall was closed and he had to go now. Still, I waited a couple of minutes and made sure that the guy didn't return. Then, I was finally able to leave the store. I walked the now empty hallways of the mall, and then out to my car in the parking lot. When I got outside and into the parking lot, I remember looking to my left. One of the first things that I noticed was the masked man. He was just sort of standing around, like 100 feet away. He was sort of near another set of entrance doors, and was standing on the sidewalk out front. I just hoped that he would not look over and see me. I walked as fast as I could to get to my car, and I was able to get there okay. Then I quickly left. When I did, I saw the guy still standing in the parking lot. I don't know if he was waiting for me to leave or what. Maybe he thought that I was going to exit out of the other doors. But either way, I was glad that I was just able to get out safely and make it back home. And after that, I never noticed the guy again. I still wonder sometimes what his plans were. This happened back when I was a kid in the early 2000s. I remember it like it was yesterday, though. So I think I was about 10, and I lived with my parents and two younger sisters at the time. We also lived about 10 minutes away from a huge shopping mall. I went there many times as a kid. One sunny Saturday morning, all five of us went down to the mall. The reason we were going is because my younger sister wanted to see some celebrity that was having a meet and greet or something. I don't remember exactly who it was or what the situation was, but I know that I wasn't really a fan. So when we arrived, the mall was very busy. My mom and sister got in line where all the other girls were waiting. Me, my dad, and younger sister went to walk around the rest of the mall and wait. My dad took us to the center of the mall, which had a large amusement park. We went to the arcade and played some games there for a while. After some time of this, my mom and sister were still in line with the large crowd, and my youngest sister was going to go on some little kid's ride. I was hungry, and my dad gave me some money to go and get some food. So I left the area and walked down some crowded hallways. I was looking for the pretzels and walked for probably like 5 minutes away. As I struggled to find the pretzels, I was passing by hundreds of different people. I remember that sometime when I was walking, I felt a tap on my shoulder from behind. I looked back and there was a man standing there, but I didn't know who he was. At first, I was very confused, and I didn't know if he was mistaking me for somebody else. But the man said that he had to talk to me, and he motioned for me to go to the side. I went a little off to the side, away from where everybody was walking and in front of a random store. The man asked me what I was doing walking around the mall by myself. I told him that I was just going to get a pretzel. That's when the man told me that he would buy one for me and asked me to go with him. Now, I knew better than this, and I realized at this point that the man was a total stranger. So I told him no, and instead of continuing to go find the pretzels, I instead started to walk back over to my parents. I remember that at first, the man started to walk after me, which made me pretty nervous, but this didn't last long. I was able to quickly blend in with the large crowd by walking kind of fast. I lost the guy pretty easily. He didn't really seem to chase after me that close, and he gave up. I was able to quickly walk back over to find my parents. My mom and younger sister were still in line, and my dad and youngest sister were on the ride. So I waited for my dad and sister, and then I told them about what happened when the ride was over. Then the three of us went to get pretzels together. I was looking out for the man who had approached me, but I did not see him. Afterwards, we found a table near where my mom and other sister were, and we sat down there. After a while, my mom and sister were finally done. I remember that after that, we all went someplace else, I can't remember. But when we were going to leave, we were approaching the hallway that I had walked down where the guy approached me. The area was much more clear now and there were multiple police officers, as if something had happened. We all wondered about it, but ended up just walking past it and going away. However, I remember later that day when we got home, my parents said that the police activity was caused by an attempted child abduction. After learning a man was arrested and seeing that it was near where the man had approached me, we figured it to be the same guy. It really creeps me out. But I also feel very lucky that I had just walked away from the guy when he talked to me. I'm also happy that the man was not able to successfully kidnap anybody. This happened back when I was a teenager and in high school. I was a freshman, and I lived in a house in the suburbs, not too far outside of the city. It was a densely populated area, and we lived about a mile away from a pretty large mall. It was also about a half mile from my school, so it was a popular hangout for a lot of the kids. I would go there with friends after school some days, or on weekends other times. One weekend, I was at the mall with four of my friends, Jesse, Alex, Martin, and Lisa. We walked around and did some shopping. Then we were all hanging out in one of the food courts, sitting at a table and talking. It was at this time when a random woman approached the table. She appeared to be in her 30s and had dark blonde hair and was wearing sunglasses. We all looked up at her, and the woman said that she needed to talk to me specifically. I didn't know why, because I had never seen her before. I asked her what, and she told me just to follow her. So I got up and asked her again what it was she wanted to talk to me about. The woman then told me to follow her and she would explain, so I did. By now, I was very curious. We went to the end of the food court and then turned into a random walkway in the mall. After walking for longer than I expected, the woman turned down this other hallway. This one, though, was very long and skinny. There were no stores down this hallway, but just some storage closets or possibly janitor's closets. I was very confused, but for some reason, I kept walking. I also remembered that at the end of the hallway, there was an exit sign. When we got about halfway down the hallway, I actually saw the door to one of the storage closets open up. At least, I assumed that that's what those rooms were. When it did, these two men walked out. They were both looking at me and were starting to approach. Now, at this point, I still didn't know what was going on, but something about the situation gave me a bad feeling. I stopped where I was and I asked the woman what was happening. She just told me to come on and to follow her. The men now started walking in my direction. My instincts were telling me to leave, so I just turned around and started walking away. I heard footsteps moving after me and heard the woman tell me to come back, but I ignored it. This only made me go faster. I was able to make it back out to a normal walkway where there were a few other people around. I did not see the woman or the two men leave the small hallway that we had been in. I walked back to my friends, and they all asked me what that was about. When I told them what had happened, they were very confused. Then the five of us went back to the hallway to look, but the people were gone. So we started walking around the mall and doing a little more shopping. About 30 minutes later, I remember I noticed the woman walking a ways behind us. At that point, we decided to leave. It was very weird. Luckily, we were not followed out of the mall. After that, I never saw any of those people again. I'm not sure what was going to happen, if the woman was setting me up to get robbed or something. I really don't know. It just seemed very suspicious.